another technical interruption certain someone who shouldn't be named who called me. Because us... Bro, Xi Jinping, bro, he's trying to shut this podcast down.
He's shutting it down.
Bro, he's shutting it down.
He heard us.
I like how you know his name.
Yeah, bro. Xi Jinping. I think that's his name.
Xi Jinping.
But it's not, dude. It's just
I think it's Z. I know it's Xi. It's like Xi Jinping. It's like Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping,
I think that might be what it is.
But yeah, bro, like...
What are we talking about? Mr. Cool. Oakland, yeah. He's a cool guy.
Cool fucking dude, dog. Like, he lets me do his homework now, my homework now.
Yeah, I would definitely say we probably do disagree on a lot of topics.
I do not.
But, well, yeah.
You probably agree with him on a lot of different things.
But, like, the thing is, he's just such a chill dude, and he's a cool guy, and he, like, understands, like, all the topics. Like, he's, oh, my God.
I love when we talk about a book on this gay kid guy, Matthew Mercer, who got murdered.
Not him. Different guy.
Who's Matthew Mercer?
Yeah, his last name's not Mercer.
Matt Shepard. Yeah, who got murdered in Wyoming, right? And this girl's like, well, God says the gay people don't exist.
Oh, that shit was weird.
But I was just like, what the fuck are you saying?
Like, how do you feel comfortable bringing that up in a class like this?
Like, come on. Like, if I was a raging homophobe, I would be like...
She said... I don't agree with the fact that gay people should exist or whatever. And I was like, oh my God. Like you can actually say... I can't believe someone will have the confidence to say that.
Bro, like...
And, like, I can't believe someone has that view, though, either.
Yeah, like, oh my God, this guy fucked another guy in the booty. Hold on,
we need to shut that shit down.
Shut it down right now. No dicks in the booty hole, except when my pastor does it to my kid. No kids, no peepees in the booty hole, except when the pastor do it.
Because then it's holy.
I can't believe that she even, like, said that shit came from her church, either.
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna do that, you might as well say that it came from your parents or something.
It's like, oh yeah, my church is also homophobic.
Really, just call that your entire fucking church.
But then she's also like, yeah, gay people are okay, but then she's like, gay, I don't agree with the existence.
It was very complicated view on what the fuck she was even talking about.
It's like,
I don't dislike... Like, I don't think gay people are bad.
I just deny their existence.
Yeah. You know, it's like...
I think they're not real people.
It's like saying, you know, like... I mean, like, the Holocaust... Actually, I'm not...
Like, gay people are, like... They're, like, alright or whatever, but, like, they're on, like, the same social scale as a cow.
Yeah, gay people are, like, the Rwanda genocide.
I mean, cows are holy.
Very confusing topic. Or very confusing.
Bro, you know, in India, dude, just since our new prime minister got elected, he's kind of like a... Kind of a nationalist, but like a Hindu nationalist. My bad there.
That's all right.
Like a Hindu nationalist, so he's like, because India was built on like secularism to the fucking instant maximum.
Yeah.
Like our founding fathers did not like religion and the government, right?
Yeah.
And like this guy's like, India is a Hindu nation. Even though we have like the second fucking largest Muslim population in the world.
Yeah.
And it's like. And now they just fucking Muslim dudes losing jobs because they work in a leather factory because fucking crazy Hindus are like, oh, you eat beef? I guess time to kill you. Dudes are straight fucking dying in India just fucking crazy Hindu dudes who are kind of Nazis because their leader was kind of a Nazi.
Yeah.
But like they're like, well, like if the fucker eat like dudes who haven't even ate beef are like they go into their house like. It's like a lynching. It's pretty much a lynching. Oh, they're called cow lynchings.
Okay.
There's been like 287 this year or like last year in India.
That's crazy.
Since the new PM got elected, and he just got reelected, so that's fun. And his party, because India has like a parliamentary system.
Yeah.
Right. So like there's like fucked in a party instead of just two parties.
Uh-huh.
So like different parties have to build coalitions and stuff, right? But his party just got their own. Like, his party, the BJP, has its own majority in the Indian parliament, so, like, nothing can stop him now.
Yeah, that's...
Like, they just shut down all, like, phone lines and internet stuff in Kashmir.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, India.
What? Like, they're making Kashmir into a state now, but they're doing it pretty bad. Like, but, like, they're rolling in with, like, sending in, like, the Indian military and all, but, like, and stuff.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing a photo shoot here for some reason.
Annie, she's trying to put a filter. Here, move your...
Yeah, move his arm a bit.
Get closer.
Let me get in there.
Okay, yeah, we're just doing a really, really
yeah, we're just doing a photo shoot.
Sorry for the interruption.
Yeah, going back to the Kashmir talk and the people being pretty much fucked there. Yeah. You know, just like actual issue being interrupted by a filter.
Yeah. That's funny. Fucking Snapchat filter. Yeah, from like some real shit. Oh, hold up, let me take this Snapchat filter real quick. Yeah. Let me use the dog filter.
You hear the fucking... Oh, that's a fucking noise. Oh, my God. I hate fucking hearing that noise.
This dog filter noise?
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. Back in freshman year when people actually used to use that shit like unironically. Oh, yeah. And I'd be sitting in fucking class and I'd hear...
Oh, no, it'd be the worst when they would fucking use that while they're, like, talking on Snapchat. Oh, yeah. With the dog filter. So, like, every time they say a word, they go...
You know, you keep making that sound, I'm going to say something. Like, you guys, my mom does that. Like, I just can't. Just, you know, like, my mom just said, like, she has cancer.
Yeah, that shit.
This fucking, like, come on, bro. You shouldn't be Snapchatting, like... In the ICU with my cancer ridden grandpa.
Making TikTok videos of dead grandpa.
Remember like that one wine or like musically where that girl's like fucking doing the dance moves and like I'm never gonna die or whatever, like, and like her grandpa's in the background fucking dead.
<He's>, like, fucking life support grandpa.
And she's God. Like
at the funeral taking a selfie. Fucking What up? See you in heaven, my grandpa dog.
G-Pa.
I'll peace out to you.
Like, this reminds me of something. Like, that's, I remember this picture, this black dude like rolling up to someone else's funeral. Like, I had to show up this this fuck ass N-words funeral once again, cause I had to flex on him one more time because he's a hating ass bitch. Like, I'm just like, that's the vibe.
That's
like, roll up on someone who you don't like's funeral, be like flexing, like, yeah, I'm flexing, you know. You're not even crying, you're sitting there with like the most straightest face, like, yeah, this fucker dead. I'm happy.
I can't wait for the podcast on Saturday.
Yeah.
Podcast
Saturday, we're gonna be drunk.
Anyone listening to this, definitely tune into it.
Hi, mom.
This is a surprise.
Hi, mom.
This is a surprise there.
I'll probably post it on like Discord for people to listen to. You know, shout out YA Discord.
Yeah, I don't know how it is the first podcast we're ever doing, so it might be
a little
garbage.
Weird, but like, you know, we just here, bro.
You know what I've been thinking about for like the past 10 minutes.
What's that?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry, bro.
You're hungry.
Yeah, bro. I got full gas in my car, dog. It got 50 miles left on it.
Really?
Yeah, it's like on 2 or 3 ticks right now.
Yeah,
I probably still have more gas than mine does.
Today we fucking, for lunch, we were gonna eat chili dogs, but, you know, we didn't have any hot dog buns. So then we looked for
hamburger buns.
Yeah.
Didn't have any of those.
No hamburger buns. So, you know, we use fucking
English muffins.
English muffins, yeah. And it was fucking dry.
It was very dry.
It was very dry.
It was like licking some sand. That we stole.
My mom. My mom learned how to make scrambled eggs, but she made them like real spicy. So it's nice. Yeah. She gave me this in like a burger, and like the bun was like the worst thing. She didn't cook the bun. She put the bun in like the microwave for maybe like 30 seconds.
Why would you put a bun in a microwave and make it wet?
You cook your buns.
Well, you're not gonna have a fucking cold ass bun, right?
Well, it's gonna make it wet.
You do cold ass buns.
Oh, you do? I don't know, bro. I don't eat hamburgers.
Yeah,
I don't eat hamburgers. I wouldn't know.
Well, they're not really cold because you don't put them in the fridge.
Yeah,
they just sit out.
Room temperature.
Yeah, the room
temperature. Yeah, see, my mom doesn't know that. She puts everything in the fridge.
She puts bread in the fridge?
Yes.
I mean, we put bread in the freezer.
Yeah.
In the freezer?
Yeah, that's what we do at the hotel.
That's
all the hotel
it,
bread
comes
from.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I understand putting like banana bread and
no, the, all
pumpkin
the,
bread in the
we
fridge.
We put like regular
for
bread in the freezer.
Yeah,
and
like
take it
even
out.
At my hotel, we put
the
regular bread.
Regular bread.
We put like, you know, the biscuits for biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put that in the fucking freezer. When you put it out, that shit's fucking frozen.
Because we buy like 3 things of. Or we buy like 3 loaves of bread at once. So then we just put the other 2 in a freezer until.
I understand that.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about fuck, I forgot. Go ahead.
It's gonna be political.
No, it's not even political. I was trying to
I talk about news stuff, so that's one
thing. Here's the new stuff. Universities in LA are being sued because they're requiring the SAT to get in.
Really?
I thought.
Yeah.
Why are they suing for that?
Because that it's not it this it's like discrimination like against
even for non traditional students.
Yeah. Because it discriminates against people who cannot afford the SAT.
Okay.
Which makes sense if you think about it. Like,
yeah, but I mean...
I thought most universities, like... I mean, it's not such a requirement, but... Yeah, like it's but, very, very unlikely that you'll get in without a... Yeah,
but these guys are like...
Standardized test.
These guys are like, yeah. Give me an SAT score or you're fucked.
Yeah, I
like, they're getting sued for that right now.
I don't know why they would, like, do that. Like, because they could just, like, be like, oh, we're only going to accept people with SAT scores. But then just, like... But not say that, because, like, but, like, also, like, have, like,
mm-hmm.
look at the other people, you know. Like,
yeah.
You know.
So, like, just to tell people who are listening, the two people off via Discord who I forced to just listen to this podcast, we made this podcast so we can shoot the shit, and there was meant to be a fourth person here who still isn't here.
He comes after five.
Yeah, that's when you and me are gonna leave.
Yeah. That's when it's gonna be over.
Yeah.
I'm leaving too, because I gotta get a haircut.
Oh my god. Yeah. So our fourth host, Mr. Slavic Dan, he was
Shervonyuk.
Shervonyuk.
I feel like I said it good that Shervonyuk. Time. Shervonyuk.
Yeah, so like.
I said it better the first time.
Well, I think it's.
Shervonyuk.
Shervonyuk. Bro, like, I just had a thought during lunch. I was talking to Dan about, like, cowgirl, right? And, like, imagine you're fucking a cheer bitch, right? And she's like, right? And she's okay. Like, ah, Macarena! And she's doing all the fucking cheer bitches.
What the hell?
She's doing the Macarena.
I don't know what the fuck cheer bitches do, bro. I smashed them, but I don't know what the fuck they do.
Macarena.
Do my, like, she's
what's
just
the
doing
shit
like,
that they spell?
What?
What's the shit that they spell when you're riding your dick? Isn't it like coconut? What?
Lube?
No, when girls ride your dick, they spell something.
Cum?
Like, it was like a thing.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Isn't that coconut?
Maybe.
If it...
It might be coke or something.
I think it is coconut.
Coconut, yeah.
Give me a C. Give me an O.
Give me a C. U.
Give me a C.
U.
Give me a K.
M.
What's that spell? Not coconut.
Cocoon?
Yeah.
If I remember, it says cocoon?
Cocoon.
Like, what the fuck? Like, imagine. Like, just imagine, like, you know, you're just chilling with your kids. And, like... You know why your kids just like...
Where the fuck did kids come in?
I'm just not.
You bring up kids.
I legit.
You're just doing your reverse cowgirl. And then imagine, you're just chilling with your kids.
Oh my god. Now you're running with this fucking guy. It's like, I'm gonna be naked in front of my kid. I'm gonna be naked in front of my kid. You know, I've been making love to his mama. My kid become... My kid become, he be touching his mama. And I'm just like...
Oh, that's,
the fuck
that's
is
who said that?
That's so weird.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I should.
Andy's looking at him. That's so weird. Yeah, that is some weird shit.
What? I've heard that before.
Yeah, I showed you that video before. Like, this is a black kid, like, black dude, like, if you think I'm not gonna be naked.
Yeah.
If you think I'm not gonna be.
I'm gonna be naked.
I'm gonna be naked.
Is it good? If you think I'm not gonna be naked in front of your kids. Your kids cannot come to my house.
I'm always naked.
I'm always naked.
Naked.
Oh my god, that one post of I think that's so gross. The one about one first he was dad.
Oh yeah.
Then he was
now
a lover.
Oh my god.
That's
so gross.
That's disgusting.
Bro.
Yeah, that's so nasty. I don't understand how as a parent you can like do that. Like, oh, that's so disgusting.
Like I like dudes complain, but like, oh my god, there's too much fucking steps. I mean, stepsister porn. Where I'm just like, you know, it's not a stepsister. Everybody knows it's not a stepsister. Why the fuck are you called? The dude fucking the person is black. The girl is the whitest girl you'll ever see.
I mean, yeah.
How the fuck are they related, you dumb moron?
Stepsister is not related to you. Or in some instances, they're
some
not.
They're not related to you at all.
Yeah.
Sister or like.
No, they're never related to you. Half sister is when they're related to you.
Yeah, like, even like if, like, it's like mom and son, like, come on. Like,
mom and son is fucking weird.
Yeah, I know. I just don't like.
That's weird.
I don't like MILFs, right, so. There. I don't like MILFs, so I don't watch that shit.
That's some Freud shit right there.
Yeah, it
bro.
Is. But it's like, it's so weird, though. Like, That's so much weirder. Do you watch
Dad?
What
about Dad and Daughter?
That's weirder.
I don't think that's weirder. I think Mom and Son is weirder because there's like a fucking like a vibe to it.
Yeah.
Like they feel very comfortable with each other.
Like, the mom, well,
it's like motherly. Like it's motherly involved with sex. Oh, and that's so weird. But like dad and daughter is like always like a thing, you know. It's like,
yeah, it's not
even like, it's not even like, no, because it's like not even dad and daughter though. It's like, you know,
I
like,
want you guys to know that we're not justifying incest.
I am pro
You're
incest.
Not justifying dad daughter. Definitely not supporting it. Not at all.
This part,
dad
this,
daughter. No I just way. Wanted to make that clear.
But I just think mom and son is way weirder. Like I think the videos especially because there's like. Because when it's dad and daughter, it's just dad and daughter. The daughter's a fucking
This is the
whore.
Way I used to do this to you when you were a kid.
Well, the daughter's a fucking whore. And then but mom and son is like, it's like...
The mom's like basically raping all the right. fucking son.
Yeah, the mom is comforting and fucking loving the kid. And, oh, then, like, and then all of a sudden, they're fucking, let me help you with
that. You know
that.
What's even weirder? You know like, what's even weirder? Like the threesomes, so you know? Like the son's fucking his girlfriend. Mom's like, oh my god, you're doing this wrong. Let me teach you. All right, now you can fuck me. Like, come on.
Let me teach you.
Like, dad and daughter is kind of weird because they're like, time to punish you.
Porn is so fucking...
Like, dad and daughter, like, they implement, like, the sister or the daughter's friend.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
We have bystanders to this.
The topic on porn is so weird, but it's like
dad and daughter is kind of weird to me, because it's like, dad's like, well, you deserve some punishment today. It's like, not gonna ground the kid. Not gonna do
You
anything.
Took the car when you weren't supposed to? Time for me to put my dick in your butt.
Yeah, it's fucking like...
And she's like... Okay, Dad.
Like, yeah, huh? some of those videos, they're like blackmailing the other person. It's like, it's so weird because it's like, it's essentially rape. But it's like,
bro, like, or like, even like those like property sexers, like this girl trying to buy.
Oh yeah.
Like this girl trying to buy a property. This is why I watch porn on mute, so I don't have to hear that shit. Like, oh, you want this house, and you can't afford it? Fuck me right now.
On the other, Fuck on the me. Other spectrum, if the girl's the real estate agent, then she's like, oh,
I suck your dick. I just need to
I'll
sell
suck
this
your dick
house.
If you buy this house.
Yeah, if you buy this house. Like, please buy this house. I need this house.
I've seen four porn clips with the same title. Like, she needs to sell this house. Her first sale. Her first day on the job. I'm just like.
Her first sale. She needs
that,
to sell
that's
really this
your
house.
First sale that you need to suck to you, right?
It's like you're realistic. Come like, okay, Georgina. If you don't sell this house and if the person isn't mine, get naked and fuck them. If you don't fuck them, we will fire you. Like, come on.
If you don't sell this specific house right now, you need to fuck them.
You have to fuck them until they want to buy the house.
They need to buy the You need to sell this house.
Yeah.
If you don't sell this house.
Like, sell this house
I'm
right
now. I'm gonna have to fuck you.
Yeah. If you don't buy this.
The pawn shop fucking pork.
Oh my, that's weird. Like they take him to a back room and it's like, what were you doing? Why were you stealing? Okay. Okay.
I won't call the cops if you suck my dick.
And like she's getting fucked and her face is all like worried and like I'm just like, this is not hot. How's this like 400 videos to these series? Like what the fuck? Who's
know.
Watching this shit? And how do I get them on the FBI list?
I don't think we discussed the worst fucking porn ever.
What?
The spider? The
fucking
spider porn?
Oh, yeah. Furry
shit,
shit, bro. That
furry
shit's terrible.
Weird, bro. Like,
yeah. Oh, it's fucking gross.
Like...
Oh, my God. That fucking one video that Hamesh showed us about the fucking dude shit in the furry's mouth. Oh, my God.
Oh,
disgusting.
Yeah.
And then pissing. I don't know why. That's not something we should talk about. That's so gross.
Bro, I'm shivering right now. I'm so fucking cold.
Bro, like, if you want to really know what's the worst kind of porn, like, when, like, it doesn't it's not a category, it's a thing, like.
Have you guys seen the spider porn, though?
Like, animated?
No, no it's like, they it's it looks
spider
like a
female.
Fucking spider. It's so
Oh,
gross
yeah, the Japanese shit?
Sure.
Yeah, like, there's fucking tentacles and that shit. Fucking, I don't know what the fuck Japanese dudes doing there. Maybe all this tentacles.
What's the worst porn?
It's not a category. It's more like a thing. Like, when the guy does not know how to use the camera, like
He's just showing himself.
He's showing the ass.
Just his belly button.
He's showing his ass, but like half of his fucking tummy's in there. Like,
I hate in a porn video where they like zoom in on the guy's fucking asshole.
Yeah, like, or like, just, like the whole video, I just don't see chick's face.
Fucking nuts in the fucking butthole.
Bro, or like the
like,
whole.
They're like missing the shot. They're just like zooming straight in, like into the butthole. It starts turning into a colonoscopy.
It's like inflaming too. It's just like,
oh, that's gross. Why are you paying that much attention to it,
bro? Or like,
notice the subtle nuance of like, the butthole.
It's not subtle, bro. It fucking gapes.
That's a category, gaping. That's a category. That's a category, bro.
That shit's gross.
Bro, this is the reason why I only watch fucking high quality porn, bro. I cannot.
That's high quality porn.
No, okay. You're not gaping. I watch fucking Vixen. That's like movie quality shit, bro. Like Vixen, Black Raw, Blacked, Deeper, Trenchcoat X. I'm just naming sites I like.
Italian Stallion.
There's this porn star on Reddit. Everybody, whenever his videos get uploaded, like GIFs of his videos, right? Because Reddit's horny as fuck all the time. It's like Two Tone Malone because his dick's kind of like two toned. Because his dick's kind of like two toned.
Because he's circumcised.
Yeah. It's like Two Tone Malone. Fucking the comments. I'm like, can I get a link for the video? It's like Two Tone Malone. I want to watch the video, Two Tone Malone. And then some fucking dude made an account called Two Tone Malone. Every time they're Two Tone Malone, he replies with a smiley face. Like, I hate Reddit. I want to watch your video, and all I see is this fucking guy is posting Two Tone Malone, and then a smiley face by Two Tone Malone.
Oh my god,
that's fucking funny.
That's actually Miss Bruce Ventura.
How the fuck? Oh, I know that guy.
You know that guy?
Why are they called Two Tone Malone?
His dick's two toned.
Where the fuck does the Malone come in?
Though? No idea.
It rhymes.
That kind of like a Malone. I don't know what the fuck a Malone is.
It just rhymes.
It's like Boss Tweed.
I think of Austin Post.
I have no idea. You guys know Ryan Driller?
No.
OG Mudbone.
God.
Have you ever seen that guy?
Yeah.
Because. Okay, it's crazy. Dude, I aspire to be like OG Mudbone.
Yeah.
I just don't want to die like that.
I'm browsing the internet. You know, somebody just fall down a deep hole, right? So I'm on this porn star's Twitter. His name's Jason Love. The pinned tweet is, I love pussy. I love how much I can smash a pussy and it goes back to the same shape. I'm just like,
my God, what the fuck?
We get it. You like to have sex. It's your job. I don't want to see your pinned tweet as, I love pussy. I love Target.
Hello.
Yeah, Logan works at Target here.
I do work at Target.
Yeah, but I gotta get fired now.
bro, imagine you watch this video, watch this podcast, and be like, this is our give him a promotion.
I love Target. What the fuck?
This is our give him a promotion. Logan's now the CEO of Target.
My favorite Shifley there is gay. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I don't.
Were you like your co-workers there, bro?
They're pretty cool,
including your ex.
Oh, yeah. You should tell the story.
I don't know if I want to tell that story.
Tell the story. Don't say the last name. Say something else for me.
Like, I don't want people to know.
Dude, like, no one's going to watch this.
So yesterday I was working, and I was going down some aisles stocking shelves, and I look out of the corner of my eye, like, the main, like, fucking, like, the big, I don't know what it's called, but, like, a coworker was pushing a cart and she was wearing an apron, and I didn't see her face at all, but like from behind that bitch was looking fine. I was like thinking in my head, shorty's kind of fine, like she got the hair all done and fucking butt's looking nice. And I look up at the back of her shirt and it's my ex's last name, and then I'm like, oh, that's not very cash money.
For your ex, didn't get that fucking tattoo, which is annoying to look at from the back. She had like a tattoo like right behind the ear.
Really?
And she's so fucking annoying because I sit right behind her in that room.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
bro, this guy Logan is fucking shivering right now. I can feel it. Like, you want my hoodie?
Wear your jacket, bro.
Why aren't you wearing your jacket? No, but fucking yeah. She's like a super like lesbo though. But she was still dating Logan.
I think she's bisexual, but like, hey man, bisexual people are know it because like, here's a deep prediction I have. Okay. not 20 years. That's like, let's take 100 years, right? Once we get like robot arms and whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody's gonna be fucking bisexual or whatever.
Why?
Because like, oh, you're not...
All girls born after 1997 only know being bisexual.
All they do McDonald's. Is charge their phone for be bisexual and lie. And eat hot chip.
And eat hot chip, yeah.
And, you guys want to go until 5 o'clock?
Yeah, sure.
Alright.
We can go until 5.
Alright.
If I can, Dan just called Logan.
Yeah, our fourth missing co-host. That's a little
awkward because, like, 10 minutes from now, we're gonna have to end this.
Yes, end the super professional recording on my iPhone.
So maybe he'll be able to, like, jump in.
Yeah, a cameo role.
Yeah, a little tiny cameo.
You know, a Russian cameo. You know how, like, you got those post-credit scenes? In the Endgame Avengers movies? Like, yeah, Dan's like, hey guys, done. Yes. Recording over.
Like, what up, players? Okay, he's just talking to him.
Bro, he'd be vibing, though.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the kid who yelled at me?
No, some kid yelled at you?
Yeah, so in I peer tutored for a government class, right? So I'm a teacher's assistant, right? So teacher had to leave to do, like, run some scantrons, right?
Yeah.
And she's like,
hey. Oh, you did tell me that. Yeah. Keep going.
She's like, hey, can you skip this part? Because I don't want to show it to you because it's kind of airy. It's like with Trump's wife's boob job or something, which might not be true, might not be real.
Yeah.
And she didn't want the fake news to get to the kids, right? And I'm like trying to skip it, right? I cannot figure it out. So I just mute the video, right?
Yeah.
And this kid, fucking weird kid, right? He watches InfoWars, like, all the time during class time. No, legit.
Alex Jones is my new source. Yeah.
No, he legit...
I'm enlightened.
Like, he's, like... There's this kid who's just sitting next to him, right? He had to request that he...
Goddamn commie bastards are turn the frogs gay!
Like, there's this kid who's just sitting next to him, right?
He I take marginal moments.
Like, so I'm trying to skip this video. I just muted it, right? He, from the back of the class, just fucking yells at me, like... Bro, kid, hey, kid, what are you doing, kid? Why are you playing video, bro? The teacher's like... The guy was right next to me when the teacher told me that, hey, can you skip this part of the video?
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, the people farther away from me, him, heard what the teacher told me. Yeah. But this fucking
hey, what the fuck?
Big brain moron doesn't know what the teacher said.
I want to hear about the boob job.
I want to hear about the boob job. And you're fucking... he's like, I watch C-SPAN. Because I'm dying to pop. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I don't think he's very... Like, kids in your class think that he's, like, pretty fucking smart. I don't think he's that smart. I just think that he fucking is a nerd.
Yeah.
More than anything.
I'm like, yeah, I like Bernie Sanders, you know? The first thing he tells me, so you're a communist? I'm like, yes, I am indeed a communist. Well, I do want to abolish capitalism, of course. Of course, you know, communism is when you get free healthcare, and the more free healthcare you get, the more communist it is. Karl Marx, Das Kapital.
Yeah, I don't like Karl Marx, though. Or not fucking Karl Marx. Of course I don't like Karl Marx. But Bernie Sanders, I just associate the two. No, but I don't like Bernie Sanders, though.
Bernie be vibing, though. I did read this amazing story.
Okay.
Amazing story. So, Bernie was at a rally, right? Bernie was at a rally, right?
Yeah.
And this veteran was talking, right? And his medical bills, he had like some kind of disease, were so high he can pay them off, right? He's like, I'm gonna kill myself. The veteran's like, and Bernie's like, and you're not. Meet me after this, right? Bernie meets with him, talks with the senators in his state, right?
Okay.
Make sure his debts are gone.
Wow.
Gone, so he can. And make sure that his healthcare is back on. Because his healthcare just went away. Okay. And he couldn't get care. So he's like, I'm going to kill myself because I cannot know what to do. And like, I watched the video. Like, he's back at Bernie. And I was like, thank you so much. I'm eternally grateful to you. And he gave Bernie his flight jacket because he was in the Air Force. Oh, wow. And his flight patch. But Bernie's like, I don't want your jacket. I'll take the patch.
Okay, that's really cool though, actually.
Yeah.
I respect that at least.
Like, I do respect that.
Yo, veterans get no fucking care in this country, bro. It's like, yeah, we'll increase the military spending, but we won't increase funding for VA.
If you don't retire, you're not gonna get shit. But if you retire, you're gonna get a fucking nice check. You're gonna get a nice check for the rest of your life. You're gonna get fucking paid handsomely.
Bro,
and
like,
you're gonna be fucking,
here's a funny joke. Insurance. What's so funny about... You know, fuck it. Obama knew kids in the Middle East. That was bad. Drone strike brown kids in the Middle East. That was bad. I'm scared. Obama, please don't drone strike me. And that's pretty much it. I was trying to go.
That was the joke. That wasn't much of a joke.
That was a fact. I was just stating a fact in a joke today. Like, I'm watching Hasan Minhaj, right? He's like, yeah, I need drones. And like, Obama's favorite pastime to do to brown kids. And I'm just like, I love Hasan.
You know what fucking Dan said today?
What did he say?
Because we were talking about making the podcast in physics today, and Chris like wanted to make like a guest appearance or whatever.
Okay, because that'd be fun.
We were talking about politics, and Dan goes, "There's more politics outside the realm of Obama, Chris."
Oh my god! Dan himself being like, "Oh, I am independent."
But he's like, there's more politics than Obama.
Chris is black, just for context. Chris is an African dude.
Yeah.
Chris is straight up African.
That'd be dope, though.
Is he really?
Chris, yeah, his parents are African immigrants.
Okay, but is he like...
He was born here, but...
Yeah, okay.
He's more African than...
Where did his parents come from?
Ethiopia, I think?
Ethiopia.
Ghana.
Okay. You know there's no slaves that came from Ethiopia?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were independent the whole time. From colonial rule.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But colonialism kind of whack, though.
It's kind of crazy how they just completely miss that whole country.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't think they just, like, missed it. They're like, I'm going all the way.
Oh, yeah, let me go around the country.
Oh, my God, did I miss something?
Oh, they're independent.
So. Oh, boy.
There's this hole in Africa. What is here?
This is more Atlantis. Black people? We don't need that.
City of Atlantis lives in this small region.
I wish that they could see our hand signals.
Yeah.
I like making hand signals.
Yeah, we're very hand talkative. We're like Italians.
Hey, Sharboopy, pee pee boo poo.
Hey, Mr. Zuccaroni, why the Facebook promote the Nazi?
Basically, doing the Italian fucking like, hand.
The Italian AOC meme, and she's like, hey, Mr. Zuccaroni, why does the Facebook promote the Nazis? Bada bing. Hey, I'm walking here.
It's sad that we have to end this soon.
Yeah, 4 minutes. Four minutes of me.
It was fun, though.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I've had a good time.
Yeah. I had an amazing time.
I think we've done pretty good, like, for our first fucking ever podcast. There was a little bit of an awkward stage, but I wanted to get us, like, talking like normal, because, you know, that's how you gotta do it.
Bro, like, we be talking, we be vibing, we be shooting the shit, bro. Also, everybody on YA, I'm assuming you probably won't get to this, probably quit because we're a bunch of fucking morons. But like, shout out to you YA Discord people for listening to this. By that, like, the who I'm able to force to listen to this podcast. Shout out to Diego.
Put the gun to his head.
Diego, you gotta listen to this. It's your birthday gift. It's his birthday today.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Happy birthday to Diego.
Yeah.
Brings home like a dude. He's like, oh, this is my homie. This is my friend.
This is Ronaldo.
Yeah. This is Ronaldo.
We're gonna be working out really loud later.
Yeah. No.
We're gonna be wrestling underneath the blanket. You might wanna like go out into the other room.
Yeah, I'm like training for my new.
We're gonna be like doing like super macho shit. Like macho. I don't know if you wanna be around.
Like, you know, I'm training.
Show.
You know, I'm praying for UFC, you know. Ronaldo's gonna show me his backhand. How to get into the rear. The rear exit, the rear entrance.
That one fucking position where the other guy's fucking like doing like the downward looking dog.
Yeah, and there's like
I'm gonna put his head him. I mean, I'm gonna put him in a headlock.
Yeah, I
wasn't actually talking about a sex position, by the way. I was talking about like a wrestling position.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch him.
Like, I'm gonna tongue punch his fart box.
Like, I'm gonna punch him with my fist.
You know, I have this super scientific Hamish's theory. Super scientific. 100% peer reviewed
is
by
it the
me.
Complex?
Yes, it is the Hamish complex in which the more homophobic you are, the more gay you are.
Okay, yeah.
You were talking about that after school one day.
Yeah, because, like, you know, those fucking Mormon conversion fuckers are,
100%.
Like...
They're, like, they're the biggest gay people in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, they're, like, okay, so, like, guys, yeah, so, like, being gay is wrong, but, like, if anyone wants to come to my room at 12 o'clock, I'll give you some good dick.
I am the only straight person in the world, but I'll fuck you in the ass if you want me to.
Like,
gay people are terrible.
All right, howdy. It's like the guy from American. Fucking...
That guy's awesome.
You know he's a co-writer of the show?
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's like, you know, guys, we're having a movie night at this gay conversion camp. We're watching Brokeback Mountain. It's about cowboys and the wilderness.
It's about the Wild West.
You know, that's how I originally watched Brokeback Mountain. Yeah, we were red. I'm like, it's about cowboys in a wilderness, and it has Heath Ledger and so Jake Gyllenhaal.
That'd be so fucking funny. Yeah.
And I'm just like, ooh, that sounds interesting. Let me watch it. I'm like going, I'm like, this guy's like, I can't be without you. You are me. I'm just like, this is deep. This is kind of gay. Then they start having sex. I'm just like,
yeah, this is kind of gay. What's going on? Man?
Bro, it was robbed of an Oscar. I'm just saying that. That movie was robbed of an Oscar.
This is kind of gay. What the heck?
Not like where they go camping in the mountains, right?
Yeah.
And they come back to your wives, have kids and all. They're like, hey, baby, you want to go camping in the Brokeback Mountain? Like, okay. And they're like, hey, honey, how are the kids? And like the guy's wife sees him straight make out with the dude. It's like, yeah, they meet at his house. She's like, and it's just like, and the wife is just like,
that's tough.
Also, like, yeah, I'm not spoiled. Brokeback Mountain, actually, that's a good movie.
Spoil it.
It's been fun.
Oh no,
it's been real.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has been real.
Yeah, it's been real. Thank you for listening, and hopefully, I can make this into one episode. Or I get lazy and just upload two. You people have a fantastic fucking day.
Wonderful day.
You gonna say something?
Bye-bye.